Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about take the right call when it comes to heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. In many situations, life gives you a second chance, but there are a few incidents where you do not get a second chance, and you got to ensure that you do it the right the first time, or else you consider that will be the end. Same goes with business. In many situations that encounter in your business, you do get a second chance, but there also comes a part where the chance that you have is the only one, and you are not given any more chances. So you got to be careful and analyze the situation well before you make the decision. Taking important decisions is an art. You got to be absolutely sure of what you're doing, as you know that you will get plenty of time to repent later if it goes against you. So do your calculations well and work on the graphs to understand the scenarios, and then take that decision. In the construction business, one of the most important decisions that needs a lot of pondering is buying heavy equipment. Construction companies buy heavy equipment, keeping the need of the current project in consideration, but the story does not end there. He or she can't throw away the machine once the project is completed. He or she has to use them for their future products as well. So, in case he buys a machine whose utility is limited to his existing project and does not have any relevance to the future project, it does not make any sense for him to buy the equipment. Buying heavy equipment incurs a good deal of money to the construction company, and therefore, giving a decision to buy the machine that has its relevance for just one project does not sound to be a sane idea. It is often advised by the industry experts to take the right call when it comes to procuring heavy equipment. Renting machines for a short while can be a good idea, but purchasing a short-term project may not be a wiser one. Even if you rent the heavy equipment before analyzing the need of the project, can turn out to be a big waste of money. So, if you feel that by renting heavy equipment will not incur the heavy loss, you may have to think over it again. Getting your project studied by an expert in the domain makes a lot of sense. The person will be liable to give you suggestions that will be limited to procurement of heavy equipment, but also contain a gamut of other advice that will benefit you in the possible way. Their suggestions will be based on the facts that you will put across to them, the facts about the financial standings and the number of projects that you have in hand, also that you are likely to acquire in the future. After doing a thorough research, they will guide you with the types of heavy equipment you should be using, and if at all, you should buy them or take them or rent them or make use of some other mode so that you have them to complete your project. Overall, it helps you to take a sound decision. Again, don't do anything on a whim. Think stuff through. Analyze it. Talk to experts. You know, get opinions from other people and go with the flow. If it works out that you need that machine 8 plus to 10 months a year, then get it. Buy it. But if not, rent it. Again, this is Kevin Cook, the Heavy Equipment Guy. If you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.